Blog Talk Radio.
Oh, I wouldn't let go. Anybody in here ever felt like giving up, just throwing in the towel, just giving up? I'm not going to ask you to hunt anybody, but just look at them. That person you're looking at is here tonight only because of God's mercy and his grace. Somebody ought to just tell God, thank you for your mercy and your grace that kept me.
God's mercy.
song is really special to me because of when I wrote it. I just moved and my dad had just called me. He had got through this thing where he started calling and checking on his kids. He calls his son, "What are you doing?" I said, "Dad, I'm trying to hang this TV, but I'm not used to these metal studs. Oh, you need a self-tapping screw." You had to know my daddy, he was the best, worst handyman in the world. So I told him, I said, "Dad, you should really come and help me. You should come help me," because Dad never left home. He'd just go to Walmart and back. And he said, "Okay, I'll come." I said, "Okay, Dad, I'm about 2 hours from you. I can get in the car right now, drive, come get you. I got to go back there in a couple of days anyway, so I'll come get you." We cut up bad. He told me family, he wanted to be cremated, and we honored his wish. Wrote, "I felt the strength of God." And I picked up.
Hallelujah. I wanted to play "I Believe." I don't know why that came up like that, but there's a song Jonathan Nelson sang. It says, "I Believe." And that's just. Hey, welcome to the Word at Noon. I am Louis Beasley, Apostle of Jesus Christ, called by the will of God to all the saints and faithful in Christ Jesus. We choose to happy to have each and every one of you all. We're going to take our time today and do this review. But before we do that, we want to have a word of prayer. And let me say this. I thank God for each and every one of you all. Pray this morning for Pastor Bill, who is on the road, and we want to continue to pray for her and her family. Also, we want to just thank God for his word, because within his word we learn who we are and who we are. And we want to give affirmation, and we want to declare, I have decreed on our life and how important it is to have affirmation. Hallelujah. So, Father God, we come with thanksgiving in our hearts. We thank you for your word, because it's in your word, Father God, that we know that the battle is already won. It's in your word, Father God, that you have preserved what has been ordained for me and everybody that's hearing this. And you will lead us to victory. I declare, Father God, that we have won the victory, according to 1 Corinthians 15:58. I declare, Father God, that your anointing is on this broadcast. In spite of what the enemy say, I declare right now, Father God, that we have divine healing. We have physical healing. We have spiritual healing, because your mercy endure forever. I thank you for your mercy, Father God, because it's your mercy and your grace is why we're here right now. I declare and decree it. And I believe in the abundant life, because your word says that the enemy came but to steal, kill, and destroy. But Jesus came that we may have life and have it more abundantly. And we receive that abundant life right now in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that you hear these prayers of those that asking you according to your word. I thank you, Father God, that we all are children, your children, and that we're more than conquerors. As you remember those that are asking for prayer, and we declare and decree right now that their prayers are being answered according to your word. Now I ask you these and all blessings in Christ's name, and for his sake we pray. And everybody agreed, said amen, amen. Like we said, we are praying for Pastor Bill, who's on the road, and she's listening in. We want to thank her also for the good job she did on Tuesday. Hallelujah. Awesome job. And we're going to get into the review. This week's review, we cover a lot of things. We're going to go back over some of it. You see, we're talking about fellowship, okay? So let me be clear with those that may not understand what fellowship is, because we talked about it. This week, we talked about fellowship and relationship. And we covered fellowship and some parts of relationship. But we're going to go back to Monday. And then Monday, we talked about 1 John 1, 6, and 7. 1 John, first chapter, verses 6 and verses 7. It reads like this. It says, if we say that we have fellowship and walk in darkness, we lie and do not the truth. Ooh, I love that. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, Son, cleanses us from all sin. You know, I looked at that man. I said, wow, we didn't even touch on that. Do you know fellowship cleanses you from sin? Ooh, that's awesome. Well, you could better understand it when you understand the word fellowship, see? Because, see, when fellowship let me tell you what word we used during this past week. We talked about unity. We're united. We friendship. We have oneness. We have harmony. And with that being in case, we're one with Christ. And that's what he does. Because we are one, he's clean, we're clean. Because we are one with him, he have righteousness, so we have righteousness. See, when you fellowship and you have, as in commune, if you will, we have a lot of things in common. And it goes beyond that because of the solidarity that we rely on in fellowship. We have this oneness. We have this agreement. We have this harmony. And we are on one accord. That's what makes us able to fellowship. But now, when you think about it, the relationship part is, it says that we have relationship because of the kinship, the same kind, so to speak. We bearing the same stuff. We have the same ties. And there's a difference, brother and sister, between fellowship and relationship. And we talked about that a little bit. Because the state of having something in common, we got all things in common. And we talked about that. So we want to go over some of those things. You know, we talked about likeness. If you be risen like Christ, seek those things above. If you've been crucified. So Monday, we were able to talk a little bit about fellowship, which take us to our foundational scripture that says that, but if we walk in the light, and we talked about walking in the light, I think Pastor even touched on it Tuesday. But if we walk in the light as he is in the light, we have fellowship one with another. It's about walking in the light. When you think about what the light is, the light of walking in the light is walking in Christ, brothers and sisters. Everybody ain't ready to walk in the light. Darkness don't like light, and light shines in darkness. Remember Jesus said over in John 8:12, when he was speaking to them, he said, I am the light of the world. He that follow me shall not walk in darkness, but shall walk in the light of life. That's what we do. That's what we do. We walk in the light of life. That's what we do. We give life. The light that we have, we give light. We give life. That's our light. We illuminate them. Not us, but Christ in us. It's the Christ in us that be illuminated. It's that word of God that people gravitate toward. Now, it has nothing to do with us. It all has to do with the light that Christ gave us. Well, why do you think Matthew 5:14 says this? This is what God declared of us now. We are the light of the world. Just like Jesus was the light of the world, we're the light of the world. Do you see that fellowship? You see what we got in common? You see that relationship now? Because he has a light, we have a light. You are the light of the world. A city that sits on the hill cannot be hid. And then he says in that 15th verse, neither do man light candles and put it under a bushel, but under on a candlestick, and it gives light unto all that are in the house. That's what we're supposed to be doing. I don't care where you at, where you going, who you around. You need to let that light shine. Because he said, I didn't say that. He said, let your light so shine before man that they may see your good works and glorify the Father which is in heaven. The enemy don't want you to do that. The last thing the devil wants you to do, whatever light there is, he don't want you to see it because he can't fellowship with you. He can't fellowship with you. Remember what he says? If therefore the light that is in thee be darkened, how great is that darkness? How great is that thing? So you cannot afford to. You can't allow the enemy to tune your light out, to turn it down even. Remember the Bible says, but if thine eye be evil, then thy whole body shall be full of darkness. And if therefore the light that is in thee be darkened, how great is that darkness? You became just like the world. You can't afford that. You need to scream it on the housetop. You are the light of the world because of the fellowship. See, if you hadn't had this fellowship with Christ, then you wouldn't have this. But because you have this fellowship, you have a light, and you can't help it. Now, everybody don't like it. Let me tell you that right off. Do everybody care? No, they don't care. But I tell you one thing, as long as you're not shining your light on them, you're okay. Yeah. You are like a light in darkness in Romans 2:19. It's sort of like being in that big dome, all the lights off. But you flick one bit, or you flick the bit, or you light a match, they're going to see you. It's the way God expects for us to operate. No reason, he said, the night is far spent. The day is at hand. Let us therefore cast off the work of darkness, and let us put on the same armor of light. The same armor of light that Christ has. Yeah, I love this absolutely. How awesome is this? It is so awesome, brothers and sisters, to know that the light of light is shining. And then we talked about Galatians 2:20. See, this stuff here is all part of fellowship, okay? all part of the fellowship. Having the light because Christ had the light. We're the same thing, doing the same thing. Just like when Christ was here, he shined his light. What we're to do, that ye may be blameless, harmless, the Son of God, without rebuke, the midst of a crooked and perverse nation, among whom ye shine as light in the world. We need to be shining as light in the world. Mm-hmm. That's what we're to do. We're to shine because we have fellowship. See, when you have had fellowship with the Lord, several things come to mind. 1 Corinthians 1:19 says, God is faithful, by whom ye were called into the fellowship of his Son. We were called into this fellowship. This fellowship with the Son, that's what I'm talking about. We were called. We were called into the eternal fellowship. Can I say that one more time? The eternal fellowship. Was Jesus, now we have got this understanding what it means. He that have the Son have life. 1 John 5:12. Jesus is that eternal life that was manifested. That's what we have. We have that. The Bible says in 1 John 1, in verses 3, that's first chapter, verse 3. 1 John, I John, 1 John, 1 John, chapter 1, verse 3. I want y'all to pay close attention to this verse. It says, that which we have seen and have heard, declare unto you. Why? Why you do that? That ye also may have fellowship with us, and truly our fellowship is with the Father and with the Son. And we dealt with fellowship. That's where your fellowship is at, is with the Father. Don't miss it, brothers and sisters. Don't allow that to slip you. That's where your fellowship is at. Your fellowship is with the Father, man. Don't be trying to fellowship with my son. No, your fellowship is with the Father. Hallelujah. And then we dealt with a little bit about relationship this week. And I think I would be a little remiss if I didn't really get into that a little bit more about relationship. Because, see, relationships start with the resurrection, when you think about it. Remember we had just talked about the resurrection? And when you understand what relationship is, that's what we are. We have kinship. We have the same association. Something links us together. What links you together? Because your name on the same roll with somebody else's in somebody's building, do that mean that you're fellowshipping with Christ? That means you have a relationship? No. That's not what that means, brothers and sisters. Not with Christ, anyway. What connects us with Christ is the same thing that the Bible says. Remember, the Bible says, if you be risen with Christ, well, when I see the resurrection, that's what I see. When I see the resurrection, I see Christ. That's what makes the fellowship. That's what I see. I see scriptures like Philippians 3:10, that if I may know him and the power of his resurrection and the fellowship of his suffering, being made comfortable unto his death. want to know that. Want to know what that means. Paul says, if by any means I might attain unto the resurrection of the dead. You want to know that. You ought to think about that for a moment. Have you tried to be part of that resurrection? Have you submitted yourself to be part of that? Do you want to know that? I don't know. You may not even want to know that. But you should. You know why? Because you have fellowship. That's if you're understanding Colossians 3 and 1. If ye then be risen with Christ, seek those things which are above, where Christ seated on the right hand of God. See, where's your affection is at? Sit your affection on things above and not on things of the earth. You're dead. And your life is hidden with Christ in God. So when Christ, who is our life, that's who really is our life, shall appear, we shall appear with him in glory. And that's now. That's not after a while. God's glory is now. Let me be clear with that. Because the enemy will have some of you to think that the glory is after a while, later on. No, the glory is right now. And that's where you want to be at. You wanna have this kind of relationship. Relationship is a likeness. We'll say that one more time, Pastor. A relationship is like a likeness. It's the sameness. Sameness. The Bible says Christ in you is the hope of glory. People should see Christ in you as though Christ was standing right here next to you. That's what they should see. That's what they should see. Why? Because there is a new creation out here. That's what relationship is fixed on. Relationship is fixed on the new creation. See, the new creation is God's new standing with God. I'm getting ready to get happy now, y'all. The new creation is standing, the God's new standing with God. Now, if you want to know what the standing is with God, it's being part of the new creation. If any man be in Christ, he is a new creature. God's new standard is this. As many as live by the Spirit of God, these are the sons of God. As many as willing to be led, guided, directed by the new creation, these are the children of God. Because you have not received the spirit of bondage against the fear, but you have received the spirit of adoption, whereby we cry, Abba, Father. The Spirit himself bears witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. Not going to be, we are. And if then you children and then heirs of God, then joint heirs with Christ. That's relationship, man. They have connected us. You can't get out from around it now. These are facts. A new creation is what give us this relationship. You don't have a relationship because your name is on somebody's roll, man. Come on. You don't have a relationship because God bless you. He heals your body. You know, that's how a lot of people know that they have a relationship. That's what they say. They'll tell you that. Now, I know I got a relationship with God because he healed me. That don't mean you got a relationship. I mean, he healed you. That's all that means. I'm sorry. Don't want to bust your bubble. You ask God to answer prayer. That's all that meant. Don't mean you have a relationship. Because God opened your blinded eyes. Don't mean you have a relationship. That means just what happened. Your eyes that was blind became not open. That's all that means. Well, Pat, you can't tell me that mine's different. It ain't no different than what the Word of God said. Hey, grab this truth, brothers and sisters. This bound us. This is an alikeness now. If you be risen with Christ, isn't that good? Think about it. You was crucified with him. How do you know that? Well, what did Galatians say? See, remember Galatians? Think of it, we had that scripture too. Remember Galatians 2? I want you to see it. I better go to it and read it. Y'all know normally I get pastors reading this thing for you. But I'm going to tell you what he said. I am crucified with Christ. Nevertheless, I live, yet not I, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live in faith of the Son of God, whom loved me and gave himself for me. That's what relationship is. You've been crucified. Don't get it twisted. That's what relationship is. You've been crucified. How many times God healed you? God healed a lot of people, but they was never in a relationship with him. Hey, let me put it to you this way so you can really understand. If you went out on a date with someone, just for instance, y'all went to the movie, had popcorn, that don't mean you're in a relationship. I mean, you had a date. That means you went to the movie. But that's not a relationship. I really want you to think about that. So you and a friend of yours, y'all went bowling together. That don't mean you're in a relationship. What makes us in a relationship is that we've been justified. We've been made right, right along with Christ. We weren't justified by our works, but by faith. That put us in a relationship. And then let me tell you something else God did, too, for those that may not know this. He wanted to be in a relationship with us, and he knows that the only way he can be in a relationship with us, we had to be at his same level. So righteousness could not come by the law. No. Righteousness could not come by the law. Righteousness came by truth and grace. Righteousness came by God making Jesus to be sin so we could become the very righteousness of God in him so we can have fellowship. See, I don't know if the church or the body of Christ really understood this. But because you join a church, don't make you in a relationship, man. It ain't no different somebody going on a date. That's all you did. That's all it was about. You don't have what you need to have in common to declare it's a relationship. A relationship is declared by a lot of corresponding action. There's things that link us. There's things that's reverence as in a union. Like I said, like a likeness, I like that. We're in accordance now. Because we've been, Christ was crucified, we've been crucified. Christ have righteousness to give, and we have righteousness because we have his righteousness. That's what God was doing. God was tying us together. And the only way that we could have a relationship, we had to get on God's level. Watch this. Let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. Most of them never could have that. When Christ grabbed those disciples, they didn't have the mind of Christ. All they had was Christ. But the mind of Christ didn't come to after the resurrection. Then we could have the mind of Christ. Think about it. So if you be risen with Christ, yeah, I hope you see this. This relationship that we have is because of the likeness that we identify with. We identify with his patience. We identify with Christ, the risen Christ. So we're living the resurrected life. We have this union. See, it has nothing to do with materialistic. People out here preaching today, they preaching materialistic stuff. They preaching prosperity ministry. And if you're not into that, then you're not into their, quote, church. So you got to be into the bling bling, you know. You got to be seen. You got to be nice car. You got to who was that? Kirk Franklin, I'm saying, I'd rather have silver and gold. I'd rather have Jesus than have silver and gold. Listen, brothers and sisters, you'd rather have Jesus. You'd rather be in fellowship with Jesus than this other stuff because, as you know, I know you already know this, you got to leave that stuff here when you die. When you pass from life unto eternity, you have to leave that mess right here. And I don't care how much it costs. Doesn't matter. Doesn't matter. And I don't care how cheap it is. You know, a lot of folks walk around with cheap stuff, imitation, but it doesn't matter. You got to leave it here. You got to leave it here. You can't take it with you to meet the master. He don't care what, how many Louis Vuittons you got. That doesn't matter. What ties you together in this relationship is his concern. Where's your heart at? Do you have a heart for God? Do you love God like Christ loved? See? Let me say this. Because we had a broken, we had a broken fellowship. It was broken, and God restored it. That's what we now have in the fellowship. It is a sweet communion between your spirit and the Father's spirit. It is that glad richness that comes through the unveiling of the word to your spirit. And your spirit come alive because it loves the word of God. It is that quiet assurance that fills your heart with an unspeakable, ooh, can I say that again? Speakable, irresistible joy. See, faith cannot grow without rich fellowship with the Father. I don't care how much knowledge one has on the Word. If the fellowship is broken, his faith is crippled. Read the Bible all you want to. So you got to have that fellowship. The adversary take advantage of you when you don't have that fellowship. It sort of holds you in bondage. You don't have that, that thing to relate to. So most people who have like chronic physical trouble have an insatisfaction fellowship with the Father and with the Word. So they have to develop that. And that's what I'm saying, brothers and sisters. When you recognize that there's been some issues there, restore that fellowship. If they could only understand what the Word of God says. If not, they could turn to 1 John 1:5-6. This is the message we heard. That's what was announced. That's the message, brothers and sisters. God is restoring fellowship with us. He is restoring fellowship with us, with this new creation. Forgive us this relationship. And I'm going to tell you, one of the secrets, I'm going to say this, because when I tell people about the joy of the Lord, they understand how true this is. You have to learn that secret. You have to learn the secret of joy. You may ask me what that secret is. John 15:10, he says, if you keep my commandment, you shall abide in my love. Even as my Father, I kept my Father's commandment and abide in his love. See, when you keep that word, when you keep that word, you operate in the new law, the new commandment. You're walking in love. You're talking love. You're living love. Yeah. Remember John 13:34-35? It shows us that the law of the new creation, that the law governs the new creation, is the love law. We are to love one another even as Christ loved us, lay down our lives for our brethren, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and I abide in his love. That ought to be our declaration. You know, I'm be honest with you, for years I didn't know what this secret was, but the secret was about abiding in his kind of love, not some dictionary kind, but his kind, not some theologian kind, but his kind. Because, see, man has a way of taking the word and say, well, let me show you what this means in the Hebrew, and let me show you what it means in the Greek. And that is right there in the Bible. You don't have to define it. Define what God said. Define what he said. He tells us what kind of love to have. To love like he loved. Boy, that is just like almost too plain. Love like, that's the kind you want to have. Well, I want to have agape. I want to have agapo. That's the Hebrew word for, and then the Greek word is called agape. And that is the love. Man, let me tell you what, brothers and sisters. Love like Christ love. That's what the commandment is. That's the commandment for the new creation, that we love like he loved. Let me go and find this scripture, because I'm talking about it. I really need to go find it. It's over there in John 13. I'm going to say John 13:34. That's where I missed this part with Pastor. I got so used to her taking care of this kind of stuff. But I'm going to go to this. John 13:34. 35. You been grabbed that thing by now, see? But it's all good. Sometimes. Jesus says, a new commandment I give unto you, that you love one another as I have loved you. There's a definition for love right there. You want to know what the definition for love? Here it is right here. Got it on your ears now. Don't let the devil steal this. You want to know what the definition? It was Hebrew, Greek, Italian, Latin. Listen, here's the definition for love, the kind God wants you to have. A new commandment I give unto you, that ye love one another as I have loved you, that ye also love one another. Yeah, but Pastor, I ain't getting it. You ain't heard it yet. You have ears, but you don't hear. Because he said, by this all men shall know that you are my disciples. Here's the definition. If you love one another as I have loved you. So go back and see how Christ loved. And that's the definition. Do it just like he did it. It won't change. He said, I'm giving you a new commandment now. A new order. I mean, it ain't been done like this before. Yeah. To love each other the same way I've loved you. The same way. And then everybody, everyone will know that you are my disciple because of of your love for each other. This is what God said. I'm giving you a new commandment. I'm giving you a new definition. Love one another in the same way I love you. Get that definition, huh? You ain't got to worry about all the other definitions. Somebody said, well, what that love mean? Same way Christ loved. See, if we were focused on that, people stop trying to go to this dictionary and that university. No, they'll get it right from the master. The master tells us how to love. Mm-hmm. Jesus said, even as I have kept my Father's commandment and I abide in his love, that's the kind of love he abided in, the Father's kind. He said, these things have I spoken unto you, that ye may, your joy may be filled in you, and that your joy may be made full. John 15, 10, and 11. That joy, that love that only comes from the Father, only come by abiding, living in, setting up resident in his love, his kind of love. Yeah. I'm going to tell you, for years, that did not mean anything to my spirit until one day I saw the secret of Christianity and the secret of evangelism, the secret of God's love, because the joy was in God's love, the joy in our spirit. Some of you may remember Acts 13:52. And the disciples were filled with joy and the Holy Spirit. God had ushered that new love in. 1 Peter 1 and 8 tells us that it is joy, unspeakable joy, full of glory. That didn't mean much to me then. But now, the Spirit unveiled it to me. Then I say, the secret thing. It ain't what you got, how much money you got. It ain't what kind of car you driving. Man, the joy I'm talking about is having the joy of the Lord. Let me tell you, in essence, my joy I give unto you. That's what Jesus said. He give us, not as the world, because the world can't, they don't understand this, what I'm talking about. If you're worldly minded, you won't get this. You got to be spiritual minded to really get this. You got to be into God to get this. See, this is something the world can't take away from you. It is something that I can't hardly describe it. I just know it's some joy. It grows. It moves. It's a secret thing. You become faithful like God. Some people are not concerned about being that much like the Lord. But see, when you have relationship, you want to be faithful like the Lord. Doesn't matter what's going on, you're going to be faithful. As long as you got breath, you're going to speak the word. You're going to be faithful. See, the fellowship is a secret. It is the thing that gives joy. Okay. Anybody, let me kind of stop it right there. Anybody may have anything they want to share, any comments from this week, just press one, and we'll let you in. Any comments, press one. Hallelujah. Press one. It's a beautiful thing, brothers and sisters, to be in fellowship with the Master. Hallelujah. Anybody? Well, if not, we'll see you all on tomorrow.